Well, I'm thankful for the words of that song, not just because they sound good, but they're true.
Yeah.
They're meaningful. They hit down where we live when you have the Lord in your heart. I'm thankful this morning or this evening for the hope of the gospel.
Amen.
Thankful that we serve a God who cares.
Yes.
I'd like to read a passage out of the 10th chapter of Daniel this evening. I trust that you're inspired with this message, as I've been inspired with it, desire and interest in your prayers. Daniel 10:1 says, "In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision. But a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me to corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words. When I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. And I am come for thy words." It seemed like Daniel's prayer. It seemed like his sacrifice. It seemed like for 3 weeks there was a period of time that Daniel was seeking the face of the Lord. And it seemed like it was going unnoticed.
Right.
Unnoticed for maybe 3 weeks, it said here. Tired, I suspect he was getting tired. Hungry for good food, said he didn't eat any pleasant food. I don't know what all that means, but I think what it means is that he was fasting from eating those things that were pleasant to the mouth. He was just subsisting.
Yes.
And he was doing this because he was endeavoring to get the attention of the Lord. He had a request before the Lord. And so he was, and it said that he didn't anoint himself for 3 weeks. For 3 full weeks, Daniel was doing this, and he heard nothing.
Yeah.
Silence. Silence from the Lord. Have you ever felt that way?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt, I suspect we all have, have you ever done everything that you've known to do to reach the throne of heaven? And you've prayed, and maybe you've fasted, and you've done all, you've poured out your heart before the Lord. Silence. I've been there. I suspect others have besides me. We feel that way sometimes, don't we? My message tonight is this: be steadfast. Hold to your faith. Hold on until the answer comes. Don't lose faith. Don't let go. Don't lose your trust in God. Paul put it this way in the 10th chapter of Hebrews. Let us hold fast our profession of faith without wavering. Why? Because He is faithful that promised. And he went on to say, cast not away therefore your confidence in God, which hath what?
Great
recompense of reward. Cast not away your confidence tonight. Young folks, as you endeavor to serve the Lord, don't cast away your confidence in the Lord. He is God. He's worthy to be trusted. He's worthy to be served. He's worthy to be given the time to work in our lives. Don't back up. Don't let go. Don't give up. Don't let the world and the enemy and doubts and fears come in and begin to pull you away from the place that God wants you to be. Listen, after the appointed time, God moved in a wonderful and a mighty way. And I wonder if Daniel, if he would have given up after 20 days. If on the 20th day he would have said, I've done everything I know to do. This just must not be for me. It just must not apply to me. God must not be hearing my prayer. And he gave up. Look at what he would have missed out on. But because he stuck in there all the way through, whether he felt like it or not. Listen, then I lifted up mine eyes. Look at what he saw, and he beheld a man. Have you ever seen a man like this? A certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with gold. His body was like the beryl. Do you know what that is? Beryl, it's like a translucent, a yellow, blue, green gem. Something wonderful, a gemstone. And it was likened unto a body and a man that he had never seen before in his life. Dressed differently, conducted himself differently. His voice is a multitude. What did it say? A voice of a multitude. His eyes like lightning. And he had the word of the Lord to give to Daniel. Because he waited all the way until the answer came. I want to encourage you tonight. Stay in there until the answer comes. Don't give up. Don't draw back. Daniel stuck in there. And he began to see something that he had never seen before. And he had a message for Daniel. I have some very faded highlighting in my Bible. The Lord gave me this chapter. I guess I was a teenager and I've never forgotten it. What an encouragement this has been to me for many years now. Then said he unto me, he also touched him. That's a whole other message. Oh, the Lord came down and he touched Daniel. He touched him and he told him, listen, I have a message for you. Fear not, he said. He said, from the first day, I want to back up again. He said, you're a man greatly loved.
Yes.
Tonight, I want to tell you something. You are a person greatly loved by the Lord.
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
You're greatly loved by the Lord. What else did he say here? He said, fear not. God does not want us to fear. He doesn't want us to be afraid. We are serving God. We're not serving another man. We just read about what he looked like. He came to Daniel as the Son of God, I believe. And he had words for him. Words for your encouragement. Tonight, don't be afraid. You are greatly loved. And get a hold of this. From the first day that you set your heart before the Lord, your voice was heard. From the first day, he said. Did Daniel hear anything for 20 days? For 21 days? He didn't. But he kept the faith. And the word of the Lord came and said, I just want you to know something. Before I give you the word of the Lord, I have a message to give you, Daniel. But I want you to know something, and I want you to carry it with you for next time.
for your encouragement and for the encouragement of those that will read this after you, have a little something I want to let you know. You know, you've been praying for 21 days. Just want you to know that from the very first day that you set your heart, you were heard. And we cared about you. And you're greatly loved. That message is to us tonight. You're loved. Don't fear. The Lord hears. Oh, there was days and nights of silence and question and uncertainty, no doubt, on Daniel's part. But the Lord heard. And I want us not to despair tonight. Wherever you are, whether you're saved, whether you're beginning to draw back a little bit because of questions, don't despair of the Lord. Keep your faith in the Lord. The Lord's timing is perfect. Yes. The Lord knows when the time is to bring the answer. Yes. He knows when to work in our lives. And He handily has our lives in the palm of His hand. Oh, I just want to give a quick testimony. If I've ever had a vision in life, I had a vision I can point back to. I was a teenager again, and I was at a place of, it felt like I was at crossroads, and I was feeling the load that teenagers do sometimes. And I was in bed one night, and I guess, I don't know if I was awake or asleep. I'm not trying to be dramatic about it. It's the one time I can point to in my life where this happened to me. And I saw myself going down the road, and I was bent over with a heavy load that I felt like I was carrying. It looked like one of those chests, you know, with the leather straps across the top and big old chest on my back, and I could hardly walk, and I was just barely making it down the road, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw the Lord on the side of the road. And as I got closer, His hand reached down, and it took a hold of that big old load, and it lifted it up off of my shoulders, and I straightened up, and I felt so light, and I didn't have the load anymore. And I looked up, and the Lord looked down at me, and He held out His hand, His left hand, by the way. I'm right-handed. If I was left-handed, He probably would have picked it up with His left hand or His right hand. It just seemed like it was an extra special thing that the Lord took His weak hand, if you will, and He picked it up and put His hand out in front of me, and He opened His hand, and my little load was just a little spot in the palm of His hand. Amen. Oh, it was nothing for the Lord. When we put our trust in the Lord and when we recognize the God that we're serving this evening, He's a God that can carry our loads handily. We don't always know how He's doing it. We don't always know what He's doing. But from the first day that we set our heart to the Lord and we say, Lord, I'm going to put my trust in You. Lord, I'm going to believe in You. Lord, I'm going to give You my life. Lord, I'm gonna be saved the best that I can by Your power. I don't understand everything that's going on around me, but Lord, this is what I'm going to commit myself to. The Lord's message is, fear not, child. You're greatly loved. And from the first day, your heart and your desire is noticed. And that message is to every one of you that are here this evening. Thank the Lord. That is a message that God wants us to get a hold of. Believe into His way unto the end. Folks, regardless of the chatter of the activities of the world that's going on all around you, keep the faith. Amen. Be steadfast. Yes. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is what? Not in vain in the Lord. You may not always see why it's not in vain. Sometimes it seems like it is in vain to you. But the promise is, it's not in vain. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. Oh, I want to have the steadfastness of Job. You remember when the enemy came to the Lord and he said, will a man serve God for naught? You remember that? I remember Brother Varghese preached a message at Monarch one time. Will a man serve God for naught? Job did. That's the way he said it. Will a man serve God for naught? Job did. Yeah. You see, Job was in a place where where he couldn't feel the Lord. He didn't see the Lord. He didn't feel His presence. And yet, he stood steadfast for the Lord. And the enemy came to the Lord and said, "Will a man serve God for nothing? If he's going through life and he's not blessed like Job is, will a man still serve God?" Listen tonight. Serve God for naught, if it seems that way. Because it's not for naught. But there's times that you may look around and wonder, is it worth it? Is it really worth going this far? Is it really necessary? Is God even around? Does God even care about me? Job did, and God heard from the first day. From the first day, and then later on, Job's wife came to him. You remember what she said to him? She said, "Well, wilt thou maintain thine integrity with the Lord? Just curse God and die. He's nowhere around to be seen. Are you still going to maintain your integrity with God when it doesn't look like God is even on the scene and working?" Listen tonight. Will you maintain your integrity with God when it doesn't seem, when it doesn't feel good, when you don't understand, when it's dark, when you've been fasting and praying and 3 weeks have passed and you don't feel the presence of the Lord? Will you maintain your integrity with God? It's going to mean something.
Yes.
Young people, where are you tonight? Are you maintaining your integrity with God? Are you standing fast? Or are you letting the enemy try to make you think that's a long old haul again? Be careful about just giving all to Him. I mean, you got your whole life ahead of you. You may miss out on a lot of things. Listen, you will miss out on a lot of things if you live for the Lord. Thank God that you'll miss out on a lot of things. Things that you don't want any part of.
Yes.
Maintain your integrity with God. I want to do that like Job did. Sometimes we as humans have such a hard time waiting and being patient and not knowing exactly what the answer is. We live in a time of instant gratification. We live in a time where there are so many options around to satisfy us. And if you want to know an answer, you whip out your phone and you plug it in and you have the answer. When we send a message to somebody, we want an answer right away, don't we? A lot of times. We have a hard time waiting sometimes. God wants us to be willing to wait. He wants us to be willing to bear some silence for a while and let Him work. Sometimes people get their feelings hurt. They text somebody, don't get a response for a few minutes, and start thinking that somehow they don't care about them. Try 3 weeks on for size. What if you were asking for somebody's input and response for 3 weeks actively every day and you got no response? You'd probably delete them off your contact list. It's like, they don't care about me. I've reached out. We live in an age where it's like that. We're used to having answers quickly. We're used to getting a response when we ask for a response. We're used to being satisfied when we're not satisfied. We want to be satisfied, whether it's in our mind or whether it's in our flesh. God wants us to be willing to trust in His timing. He wants us to be willing to say, "Yes, Lord, I'm serving You. You're not serving me." See, we get it mixed up sometimes. We're serving God. He's not there to serve us primarily, but He asks us to come follow Him. And as we do that, God serves us. He blesses us. He meets our needs. But will you maintain your integrity with Him? Are you tonight? Are you steadfast? Are you unmovable? Have you made up your mind? "Lord, regardless, no matter what, I'm going to serve You. I'm going to trust You. I'm going to keep my faith in You because, Lord, You are God. I want a purpose in my heart to keep on praying when it seems like the answer is not coming. When there are souls that I'm praying for that maybe they're not where they should be with the Lord, and it seems like I've prayed and prayed. Maybe you feel like you've poured your heart out to the Lord to deal with their hearts, and it just doesn't seem like anything's happening. Trust the Lord with that. He knows the timing better than you do on when and how to work. When you feel alone, when you feel like maybe you're all alone and it's just me and you're at school and everyone's looking at you and you're different, thank the Lord, and it's kind of hard on you sometimes and you're wondering, is this really necessary? The Lord took note the first day you walked through those doors of the school. And He's watching to see what you're going to do. Will you maintain your integrity with Him? Oh, He's looking for a people who are willing to maintain their integrity with Him all the way through to the end. I want to do that tonight. It's God that we serve. He is the God of all things. He knows when the time is right. There was an instance in the Bible, I think it was when Jesus looked like He was going to get stoned. But He didn't get stoned because the Scripture said that He said the hour was not yet come. You remember that? It wasn't time. The Lord had a way of intervening where by nature it looked like this is what's going to happen, but it didn't. Because the Lord said it wasn't yet time. Trust that with the Lord. His ways are higher than our ways. Jeremiah said it this way, it's not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. Samuel reminded us in 1 Samuel 16, the Lord doesn't see like we see. Yeah. I'm thankful for that too. Yeah. Do you believe in God tonight? Yeah. Then let's serve Him as if He is God. He thinks higher than we do. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We don't know how we should direct our steps as we should. David encourages us, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And while you're waiting, don't give up. Yes. Don't just be wandering around out in the wilderness saying, well, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I prayed 3 weeks ago. I prayed a year ago, and it seems like the Lord's just not answering my prayer. I don't know if He's there or not, but I'm waiting on the Lord. Listen, let's pray with expectation. He's God. Let's trust Him with expectation. Let's live for Him as if we mean it. Yes. Are you serious about your spiritual life tonight? Does the Lord, can He tell by the way that we live our life that we're serious about it? That our trust is real? That we indeed have chosen Him above all else? That He can count on us as being steadfast? Oh, be steadfast. Pray without ceasing. You remember the parable of the unjust steward and the unjust judge in the 18th chapter of Matthew. The Scripture said that the Lord spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and what? Not faint. And it went on to say, in the city there was a judge that regardeth not God, or feared not God, nor regarded man. And it said that there was a woman in the city that came to Him and asked Him to avenge her. But it said He would not for a while. But then He changed His mind. He said, lest she weary me by her continual coming. So then He avenged her. The Scripture was, pray without ceasing. And the Lord, and the Scripture went on to say that the Lord, our God who loves us, won't He avenge His very elect who cry unto Him day and night? Have we given up? Do we pray without ceasing? Do you know what has always struck me about this parable? You read this parable and you get down to the bottom, you think, well, that's wonderful. The Lord's telling us that He is going to avenge His very elect. And He made a really nice comparison to a judge that avenged somebody that He didn't even love, but He did it because she just kept coming to Him. But now the Lord's telling me that He'll avenge His very elect who cried day and night because they care about Him and He cares about them. But there's something sobering about the end of that parable. Remember what Jesus said? He said, yet will I find faith when I return. God has done so much for us. The Lord has supplied so many. He has set the table for us. He has purchased our salvation. He purchased all the good things that He put on the table, and all He asks of us is to turn away from whatever it is we're doing and come and sit at His table that He's provided for us. There's a parable about that too. And He called them to come in and dine at the table that He had prepared. And people wouldn't come. And the Lord's saying, but when I return, will I even find a people of faith? Will I find a church? Let's get it a little closer. Will I find a church, a people that fear me and pray without ceasing and are steadfast and believe in me regardless of what's going on around them? Before I close tonight, I want to read a couple of verses. Jeremiah 29. We are encouraged here where the Lord encourages us through Jeremiah. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. That's a promise. God will hearken unto you. Do you have a need? Pray to Him. Give Him your all. Give Him your heart. Pray without ceasing. Let Him know, Lord, I'm serious about this. I'll pray even when I don't hear a response from you. Lord, I'll pray after a week, after 2 weeks. Lord, I'll pray no matter what. Lord, I'm in it to win it. I'm in it to the very end. And the Scripture says, I have good thoughts towards you. I want to give you a good end. You call upon me and pray unto me. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye what? Search for me with what? All of your heart. I got to be honest with you tonight. Me included. I think too often we search for the Lord with a portion of our heart. Lord, I'm going to try to fit you in here. Lord, I have a lot of things going today. Lord, please go with me and we're off. And when we pray, I just wonder, when was the last time we fasted for 3 weeks? I'm not saying that we don't. I'm not saying that some of you haven't. But Daniel was serious. Sometimes we wonder why the Lord doesn't manifest Himself in greater ways. And I think part of it is we can get so entangled with the things of this life that some of these men of old, they were serious about reaching the throne of God. They got down in earnest. I want to do that. I want to search with all of my heart. Hebrews 10 and 37. Listen to what that says. Hebrews 10 and, we'll read the verse that I started with. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense or reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. A lot of times we'd like to receive the promise and then do the will of God. God wants us to leave our nets and follow Him, and then He'll answer prayer. Do the will of God. It said, for ye have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, this is serious, folks. My soul shall have no pleasure in him. I don't want to draw back. I want to be true all the way to the end, regardless. If I do that, the Lord has promised to take care of us. He's watching when we don't see that He is. He's hearing us and listening when we can't tell that. And I think there's times where He's standing up at His throne, watching, hoping, trusting, wanting to give us the strength that we need to make it through all the way to the end. You remember Stephen? I know you do. Stephen preached a gospel message to some pretty difficult folks. People that didn't play games. And no doubt he knew that he was risking his life with the message that he gave him that day. And yet he preached the gospel all the way to the end, all the way to the point where they started picking up the stones and throwing it at Stephen. And it wasn't until the stones were being thrown that the Lord opened his eyes and he saw him standing on the right hand of the throne of the Father. The Lord wants to do that for us. Are we willing to take some stones? Are we willing to be steadfast when we don't see the Lord? Stephen was taking a lot of incoming without having seen the Lord stand at the right hand of the throne of God. But he did it anyway. And there came a time in the midst of all of that, when the time was right, that the Lord opened his eyes and he saw Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of the throne of the Father. And I can just hear Jesus having a similar message to him. Oh, Stephen, maybe he gave this message to him while the stones were coming in. Fear not. Oh, you're greatly beloved. From the very first of this little message this morning, I was paying attention. I was here. I was at the throne. I was here to give you strength. And Stephen, I'm so glad you didn't give up. Oh, I'm so glad you didn't give up. I don't want to be of the number in the masses that are drawing back today. Too many people have a testimony of salvation, but they're drawing back from the word of the Lord. They don't want to follow the word of the Lord all of the way. What God are you serving tonight? There are a lot of gods around us in the world. Which God are you serving? If God be God, then serve Him as Elijah said. If He's God, serve Him as God. Trust Him as God. Follow Him as if He is God. Because He is. He is God. And He loves us. And He doesn't want us to draw back. And I don't want to be of the number that draws back. When the Lord returns, I want Him to find me steadfast. Regardless of what's going on around me. Regardless of what I feel. Regardless of how many prayers I think have or have not been answered. I want to be able to trust the Lord. I want to enter into His rest today, so that when He comes back, I will be in His rest. Paul said it pretty straight in the 4th chapter of Hebrews. In the first verse, he said, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us of entering into His rest, some of you seem to come short of." He didn't say, you know, you ought to be careful about that. You ought to watch out. You're missing out here if you don't enter into His rest. He said, "Let us therefore fear." We read a scripture that said, if we draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in Him. I don't want to be of the number that draws back. Young people in your young spiritual lives and your Christian walk with the Lord, don't draw back. Be steadfast. Be willing to stand alone if that's what it means. If you're living a haphazard spiritual life, it's time to make a decision for the Lord and stop messing around. It's time to get serious. It's time to say, Lord, I'm going to stand and I'm going to be counted. Where do we stand before the Lord tonight? I want to stand and I want to be steadfast and I want to be faithful and I want to be able to say, oh Lord, I want to do Thy will. I am come to do Thy will, O God. I want the Lord to be willing to pass by my way. Don't you? I believe that the Lord passes by the way of those who are willing to be steadfast. When we begin to draw back, but then we kind of we pray a little bit, and but then we're not really all in. And then we wonder why the Lord's not answering prayer. And then we become discouraged about that. What do you expect? The Lord's looking for a people that are willing to say, regardless, no matter what, I'm in it. And I believe that if we do that, the Lord will pass by our way. I want the Lord to pass by my way. Maybe we could sing that. Maybe we could sing that song. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, oh, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, please don't pass me by. Lord, I want to be steadfast. Lord, I want to be numbered among your dependable servants. Lord, I don't want to be on the outside. I want you to be able to count on me. Lord, I want to pray to you with confidence and expectation. I want to treat you as the God that you are. Lord, I want to be true to you all the way to the end. And Lord, please pass by my way. I want to be true. Amen.
78.